The third day of the blessed month of El Nasi, the little month, the commemoration of the Archangel Raphael. On this day, the church celebrates the commemoration of the Honorable Archangel Raphael, the third of the archangels, and the dedication of his church outside the city of Alexandria. During the time of Pope Theophilus, the 23rd Patriarch, a faithful woman came from Rome with her children and had with her a picture of the Honorable Archangel Raphael. She had inherited much money from her husband, and she revealed to the Pope her desire to build many churches. He showed her a large heap of trash which is in front of the Patriarchate, and she had that removed and built a church in its place. Then she built another church in the name of the Archangel Raphael, which was consecrated on this day. May the intercession of this honorable angel, Archangel Raphael, be with us. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, Saint Andrianus, one of the commanders of the army of the emperor, was martyred. This saint, whenever he saw a martyr, would ask the martyr, "Why do you do that to yourself?" And they would answer him, saying, "In the hope of the eternal life and the everlasting kingdom." Andrianus went to the emperor and confessed the Lord Christ. The emperor tortured him a lot and then imprisoned him with many martyrs. Anatolia, the wife of this saint, cut off her hair and dressed in man's apparel. She came to the prison and ministered to the martyrs. She strengthened her husband and comforted him and consoled him. When other women heard about what she did, they did the same. Later, the emperor ordered that the legs of the prisoners be broken, and they were then left to die. This saint came and encouraged her husband until he delivered his soul into the hand of the Lord. After all the martyrs had delivered up their souls, the emperor ordered their bodies burned, but God brought down dew, which put out the fire. Some believers carried the bodies to Pisidia. A prince asked to marry Saint Anatolia, but she refused. When she finished her strife, she departed in peace. May the prayers of Saints Andrianus and Saint Anatolia be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, in the year 1586 AD, and during the reign of the Ottoman Sultan Murad III, Pope Ioannis XIV, the 96th Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was from Manfalot, and he was known by Ioannis el Manfalouti. He became a monk at El Baramus Monastery in Wadi el Natroon. He was ordained patriarch during the reign of the Ottoman Sultan Selim II on the 22nd day of Baramuda in the year 1571 AD. During his papacy, the Christians were forced to wear black turbans or head covers. He received a letter from the Pope of Rome, which he answered. Sultan Selim asked him to collect head taxes from the Christians, and everyone complied. He went to Alexandria, and on his way back, Ioannis became weak and felt ill in the city of El Narawiya. He departed there and was buried at the Church of St. George in Burma. His body was relocated later to the El Surian Monastery. He was on the chair for 15 years, 4 months, and 19 days. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.